The budget proposed by Republicans would restrict Wisconsin's homestead tax credit to seniors, married people, and those who can claim one or more dependents. That means a low-income person who's single and under age 65 would no longer qualify. How much that person would lose depends on the size of their paycheck and the size of their property tax bill, but they could miss out on as much as $1,100. Democratic leaders like Senator Bob Jauch have been eager to talk about the proposal when they sit down with Republicans at the conference committee.
You want to target your tax relief to people who have the most. We want to target property tax relief to people who need it the most. That's a huge difference.
Overall, the GOP plan would make thousands of people ineligible for the homestead credit. As a group, they'd miss out on $90 million. But Republicans say the whole point of the homestead credit is to help people pay property taxes when they get too high. Assembly Speaker Mike Hipsch says that's why it makes more sense to put limits on property taxes across the board.
We believe the best way to provide tax relief is don't tax them in the first place. Spend at the level that they can afford.
Both parties have some type of property tax limits in their budget, and under both plans, property taxes would still go up. On the median home, the two-year increase would be about $90 greater under the budget proposed by Democrats. Both parties have also proposed letting seniors with higher incomes take advantage of the homestead credit, although Democrats want to expand eligibility more than Republicans. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.